Heavenly Father, we want to come for you this morning, and again, we do thank you for the blessings you've brought upon us. Thank you for the great and wonderful day you've given us. And most of all, sir, thank you for your Son that you sent to die upon the cross for us. And we praise you, God, for the great God that you are, and lift you up again today. We come to you and ask for wisdom that we'd be able to make decisions, be pleasing to you and honoring to you, and helpful to our communities, God. We just lift those up to you. Lift up our nation. Pray for those that might need your helping and healing and comforting hand. And pray for them. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, June 20th, 2016 at 9:12 a.m. Commission remarks.
Yes. We got an email that we had a gentleman pass away, Bobby Comstock. He worked for the county for 21 years, and I try to, don't always recognize, because sometimes things, when they pass away, they're buried and gone before we find out about it. But I'd like to state this morning that Mr. Comstock was always a fun guy to be around, and always had a fishing story for all the crew, and one of those rare characters that you run into in life. So I just wanted to make that comment.
All right. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 441172 through 441226, 441244 through 441260, warrant 6533 through 6536. There are no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes for June 13th, 2016.
Motion for approval of the regular minutes and executive session minutes for June 13th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Board of Equalization discussion and setting of calendar.
I gave you each a calendar to review. As you can see, the first day that we normally call the meeting to order is a holiday, and that on the 5th you've got a commission meeting. Do you want to start on the 5th?
How many do we have? About, you said about 20?
We have about 30 right now.
30? You want to do Tuesday afternoon?
I'm good.
That's fine with me. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't care if you, on these dates that we've set, we're usually through with our regular meeting by 10:30 or so. So I wouldn't care if we heard some that morning, just to start them out of the way.
I think you have some road vacations that day. Just wanted to remind you.
On that.
On the 5th.
On the 5th.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know how big it'll be, but I do know you have that.
Afternoon's fine then. I just didn't know if we could move them along.
What time you guys want to take your lunch breaks?
Well, when we start in our regular meetings, we want 12 to 1, because if we start and sit and listen to all those, and we need that break in it, so.
And you say on the afternoon, do you want to start on the 5th at noon, or would you rather start at 1?
Probably about 1.
1 o'clock? Okay. And then currently we have a rate of pay of $75. That's for a full day. Do you want to keep that rate, change that rate?
That's fine. And we had $40 for a half day, or $75 for a full day. Wasn't that the way it read? in the bylaws or whatever we've set up there, policy.
What time you want us to set your last appointment for each day? 3 o'clock, 3:30?
On Tuesday, you want to start it? You want to go ahead and set the last one at 4?
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine with me.
And then on the other days, do we want to go 6th, 7th, and 8th, or you just want to do them on the 5th and the 11th? Because we should be able to knock 30 out pretty quick.
Just a reminder, the 10th is the last day they can turn in BOE applications, so we're still liable to get a whole lot more in. Something I wanted to ask you, on the first day, you have to go through some administrative stuff first, so what time do you want the first appointment?
It shouldn't take us more than about 15 minutes.
I say, yeah, it shouldn't take us long at all.
Everybody has to be sworn in and sign the document.
We can probably do that after the commission meeting and then come back at 1 for the first appointment.
That's fine. Well, I think it probably has to be in the record of this.
I would do that administrative stuff at 11 o'clock or have it posted that way, and then we'll have all that out of the way before we start our meeting, and we come in and have sat down as a board. It's
at 1 o'clock? More,
yeah.
Well, that means all your board members will be here at 11, and then they're all going to leave. That's okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And then you just want us to book them all one day right after another? Do you have any preference? Do you have any days left open? Do you have anything coming up in July that you know of?
Are you going to do these 1 year? We did them on 15 or 20 minute intervals, and then
yes.
1 year we had 30 minutes, which was way too long. There was too much hesitancy.
Well, the only time we did the 30 is if we had a big company that was bringing multiple, and usually they're arguing the same issue, and so we give them the extra time because they usually bring like 20 or 30, and sometimes it can get into a discussion. But it's 15 is the standard. If that's what you want us to stay.
And that's fine with me. The 30, the first years that I was here, we set 30, and it was just too long.
Yeah.
And so if you do 15 minutes and then you want to add an extra because of some company's discussion on several items, that's fine with me also.
I expect one company, one big company to come. It was denied during regular commission meetings. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that on appeal, on classification. You know, see what I'm talking about, Chuck? Can't think of the name.
Talking about the $4.5 million decrease?
That one. I don't know that they will. I would just suspect that they will. But that one shouldn't be more, again, than a 15-minute
right.
discussion.
There's 8 parcels on that one.
Okay.
If they...
So we... If we do to 4, we've got 3 hours, and we're going to cover approximately 12 of those a day, right?
We can. Or you always have to remember that somebody gets calls, reschedules, something happens, but we try.
Right.
Let's go ahead and schedule the 6th and the 7th, Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
We want to start at 8 or 9?
Let's start at 9.
Okay. And then we'll know by... You say the 10th of July is the last day to get them? So is that actually the 8th or is it actually the 11th?
As long as they're postmarked before the 9th, on the 9th, because the 10th is a Sunday, if we get them on the 11th, we're going to put them in.
That's what we've done in the past.
Right, so as long as they're postmarked. So we might get some even to the 12th.
Yeah. Correct.
So we won't adjourn until the last day, but if we don't have any, we can probably knock out whatever is scheduled 6th, 7th.
I would think.
And then go ahead and schedule us on the 11th after our meeting.
Okay.
And we can just play the rest by ear. Friday, do we want to have meetings on Fridays?
We don't have to. If we stay at this regular number, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then on the 11th in the afternoon.
No, on the 11th.
Okay. And like I said, we won't adjourn until...
Yeah, we want to
adjourn.
After
the 12th or 13th, that way we know. Okay. We
31st.
Wait till the 31st to adjourn anyways.
Okay. Any other direction for us? Or still planning on scanning all of your information in and projecting it on the screen for you? We do know we have some phone consultations for you, and I think that's about
phone
it.
Phone system right there.
It's not a reassessment year, so those that call in, are you and want an appointment, is there a statement that they have to make or anything that they have to fill out so that they know that this is not a reassessment year?
We're working very diligently with them, Danny. We first make sure that they've already talked to the assessor's office. If they haven't talked to the assessor's office, we encourage them to do that. Now, Chuck's in a position where he can't change anything right now. But if he agrees that the parcel is too high or that there is an issue, then he's been providing evidence to the individual. Most of the time, once he's talked to him or we've talked to him, there's not a meeting because we explain to him the process. That, and also, since this is a non-reassessment year, we've also advised them if they have been heard in the prior year, they can't appeal again this year on the same property. So we're letting them know those things.
I guess what my question was really was, is there a form that they fill out?
It's all been verbal.
It's
but us telling them that, but they get the complete packet that has all of this in it.
All right. That's all I was asking. Yeah. So that you have to broadcast this stuff so people understand whenever they call in what they're getting into. So
it's on our website under departments, then clerk, and then BOE application. And explains the process to them. And then when we get the phone call and we're actually talking to them, we're trying to, a lot of people don't understand what assessed valuation is and market value. So we take the time to try and explain it to them. And oftentimes, once we explain to them what their true market value is, they agree that what the county has it set in is either less or close enough. So, and then of course, again, we let Chuck know that this is going on so that he has an opportunity. And if they still want a hearing, we give them a hearing. Anything else, gentlemen? Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. I have next on the agenda appointment of library board members. And I have...
Let me ask a question, Mike. There may be a change in who's on the board. I'm probably going to vote for the same people that's on there, but is the main thing we have to do today stagger the appointments by year?
Yes.
That's the main thing,
yes.
I think we have to do today.
Yep.
It's a reappointment. If someone wanted to reappoint somebody, that's fine, but... I'm fine with those names that are on there. I think we appointed some of those last year, but we staggered those from 4, 3, and 2, I believe. Is that right? I'm going to make a motion.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
I'm going to make a motion that we appoint Russell Jackson and Teresa Miller to 4-year terms. On the library board.
Starting what date?
Starting today or whenever. It has to be.
Whenever.
There's a certain date that it has to be, and I think today is statutorily the time that we can do it. There was a request that was sent in earlier, and we could not do it because of the statutory duties of the commission. And I think today we can go ahead and appoint those people, Brandon.
Okay. So as of today?
As of today.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you know the other two people on here, or three people, either one of you? I know Roxanne.
Oh, Ms. Keller.
And Mrs. Keller?
Yeah.
Now, will those be three-year terms, or all three of those others? Do we go back to a 2-year term?
We can do 3 on 2 of them, and then 2 on 1 of them if you want.
Okay, that's fine.
You want to make the motion?